"Good morning, Uncle Arthur," Anna said as she ran over to him. He picked her up and swung her around, saying a silent thank you prayer that she'd come into his life. It was a prayer he said every time he saw her.
"Morning, Anna. Are you and the dogs ready for the long flight?"
"We are, and I'm so glad Brianna and Matt are coming with us. I know you and Danny have been to France, but at least I'll be with some other people who haven't. And Aunt Danny said we're going to Arles to see the Van Gogh Museum. Have you been there?" she asked.
"No, and I'm looking forward to it. Did you know he's the one who painted two very famous paintings, Irises and Sunflowers?"
"Of course, silly. I had to learn all about him when I took a class in art history," she said in a somewhat condescending tone of voice.
"Well, excuse me. You're only 10. When did you take a class in art history?" Arthur asked.
"In the private school I went to before I came to live with Aunt Danny after my dad died. We got to take one special class every semester. I took art history and learned a lot. I can't wait to go to his museum. Okay, here come Brianna and Matt. Guess it's time to get this show on the road."
"Hey, Anna, are you ready for France?" Matt asked as he picked her up.
"I can't wait. And Aunt Danny says that we're going to a bunch of special little towns with wonderful restaurants in them. And we're also going to eat in 2 Michelin restaurants."
"Don't you think you're a little young to be eating in a Michelin restaurant?" Matt teased.
"Nope. I'm 10 years old. And Aunt Danny says you're never too young to develop a... I think she called it something like a discerning pal or something." "Anna, Brianna, her nanny said, the words are discerning palate, and that just means you can distinguish the good from the bad, or the very, very good from the very good. Does that make any sense?"
"Perfect.
I'm going to develop a discerning palate," she said as she got into the SUV. Brianna, Matt, and Arthur raised their eyebrows as they smiled.
"Familiar with the word precocious?" Matt asked Arthur. "No, but I have a feeling that I better be. And to think, she's not even a real niece. Just a young gal who has me totally charmed. I can just imagine what the teen years are going to be like."
"Let me give you some advice, Arthur," Brianna said. "Try not to think about it, and enjoy these years."